الله
الله
وفضل الأمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وعسى الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
على آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
من تف رجب ومن تف الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن تف مرسيس and bounties of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والله include us among صالحين, include us among mu'mineen, include us among muttaqeen, and best of your mercies shower upon us, and hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Zaman ajalallahu ta'ala
faraju Muhammad.
Iblis, Shaitan, who is our enemy, by the day one, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created, he challenged Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and also all of his children and descendants until the known day, ila waqt yawm al-ma'loom. So someone who is our enemy has challenged us, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared at that moment, O Iblis, anyone who will follow you, I will throw you and your followers, all of you, into the hellfire. But those who will be mukhlaseen, those who will be true followers of Tawheed and his messengers and the divine leaders, so those mukhlaseen will be granted with lots of facilities in the paradise, and forever they will enjoy their life over there in front of Muhammad wa ala Muhammad alayhi
wasallam.
So in previous sermon I told you few of a'mal of Iblis and Shayateen, and someone even around us, even among our relatives, our community members, our friends, when we consider someone as enemy, then whatever they are doing, usually we are not doing, we are not following them. Why, when we come towards Iblis, and many times in Quran it has been mentioned, this Iblis is enemy of mankind, Whatever Iblis is doing, why we are following him, why we are doing the same things? Because he is our enemy, his duty is to deviate us from the right path. And we know he is going to deviate us from the right path, but still whatever he likes, whatever he is doing, we are happy to follow Iblis, but we are not happy to follow Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So in previous khutbah I told you what are a'mal of Iblis and Shayateen, what are different deeds and rituals they like to do. So automatically whatever they like to do we should not do. Because whatever they are doing that is haram, that is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever they are doing, we should try to avoid. We should keep away ourselves from the rituals and deeds of Iblis and Shayateen. And today again, I am going to discuss some other rituals, some other deeds which are done by Iblis, which are done by Shayateen. And as a Muslim, as a believer, as a true follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, this is our duty. We should not do those things which are liked by Iblis. What will be the result? We will be deviated and we will be thrown into the hellfire. So we should be sincere with ourselves and at the same time sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should try to avoid all those actions and things which are liked by Shayateen or which are done by Shayateen. One of those actions, which are the actions or amal or deeds of Iblis, that is creating fights, quarrels, argumentation among relatives, among fellow mankind, among husband and wife, among sisters and brothers. So this is amal shaitan. And it has been quoted in Surah Qasas, chapter 28, verse number 14. And these are the words of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam when he saw one of his believer and follower, Mumin, and one of his enemy, they were fighting with each other. At that moment, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, "Kala hada min amal al-shaytan, innahu aduun muzillun mubin." So when, even, this is not only among believers, so that is the worst thing. When two believers, two mu'mineen, they are fighting with each other, that fight was one mu'min and one kafir. Even that action, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is saying, "Kala hada min amal shaitan." Whenever two men, two human beings are fighting with each other, that is amal of shaitan. So it means we should try to avoid from these things. And he said, "Innahu aduun." And this shaitan is enemy of mankind. Muzillun mubin. And shaitan is not only the enemy, but he is deviating very, very openly and clearly from the right path. So that's why it has been said, whenever the people are angry, at that moment they are under the control of Iblis. So we should try our best to eradicate the emotion of angerness from ourselves. Until and unless we are unable to control our angerness, we cannot be true believers. And next step of angerness is, so you have been provoked by someone, you will be angry, and next step is you will go and fight with the people. And once there is a fight, so that fight, that argumentation, that quarrel, maybe that will last for many, many years. So it is better, we should not do this amal of shaitan, and we should try to keep happy to the mankind and believers with our good deeds. Salawat. The other action amal of shaitan, that is when we are sleeping and we are sleeping our face and tummy on the bed in this position when we are sleeping, this is also amal of shaitan. Always we should try to avoid. So physically, medically, this is not good to sleep in this way, and as well as this is amal of shaitan. So prophets and messengers and imam, they have advised us while we are sleeping, so it is better to sleep on your back or maybe towards right side or left side, but face towards the bed we should never sleep in this position. The next action, the amal of shaitan, that is, one word is buqa. For example, if a person is in problem, he is sick, maybe someone has died, he is facing some tragedy. So if someone is weeping, so that is allowed. And al-buqa min ar-Rahman. So this is something which is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is appreciated. But the other thing, that is as-surakhu min ash-shaytan. When people are making a lot of noise or screaming aloud without any reason most of the time, so that is declined in Islam. So that is not allowed, and this is also amal of shaitan. The next action, that is also said in Surah Isra, chapter 17 and verse number 32, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءً سَبِيلًا. Oh, the people, do not go next to the zina, adultery, because this is corruption, this is gunah kabira, and that will put you on the wrong path, on the deviated path, the path of Iblis. So adultery or lesbianism or gayism, all these things, these are amal of shaitan, which have been introduced at the time of Prophet Lut alayhi salam, that was introduced by Iblis. And if the people, or maybe even in the Western countries, some of the countries, they have legalized. According to the law, they have given the rights. But we are Muslim, we believe in Quran, and according to Quran, according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether lesbianism or the gayism or the adultery, so all these three are condemned by in Quran and Islam, and that is gunah kabira, and we all should try to protect ourselves, or we should try to keep away from these things. The next action of shaitan, that is bukhl. When the people are miser, they are stingy. Whenever they are having something in the form of wealth, in the form of money, in the form of knowledge, in the form of taqwa, anything they have, they don't like to share with the people. Whatsoever we are having, our body, our thought, our knowledge, our piety, our wealth, our family, so nothing is from ourselves. Everything has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the practical way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His favor is, whatever we have, we should share with other people. If we are sharing, it means we are generous, we are jawab, we are sakhi. As-sakhiyu qareebu min Allah wa qareebu min al-jannah. So someone who is generous is near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and near to the people. But al-bakhilu qareebu min al-nar wa ba'idu min al-nas wa ba'idu min Allah. And anyone who is stingy, anyone who is bakhil, so he is very, very close to the hellfire, but the people, they dislike him, even people, they hate him. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hates that person who is bakhil and stingy. So, actually this stinginess, this is a habit of Iblis. And we should not follow Iblis. Whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us, we have to be generous. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumu al-faqr." Other people, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you, this is shaitan who has whispering you. If you will do charity, if you will spend something for the people, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will become beggar, you will become poor, you will lose everything. So this is Iblis. What is promise of Allah? Allah says, if you will give me one, I will give you 10. If you will give me one, I will give you 100. If you will give me one, I will give you countless. So promise of Allah is, Allah says, if you will give me one, I will give you countless rewards. In the form of wealth, in the form of knowledge, in the form of famousness, different thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the promise. If we are true believers, we should believe in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should never listen shaitan who says, "Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumu al-faqr." Shaitan is whispering the people, don't do charity because you will become poor. You will lose your wealth. وَيَأْمَرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And at the same time, with the same wealth, shaitan is commanding all the people, don't do charity, don't give this wealth and your skills for the happiness of Allah, but go and spend this wealth for guna. Because most of the guna, most of the sins, when the people are performing, most majority of the sins are being done by wealth. Those people who are poor, usually they are also poor in sins, because they are unable to buy the sins. For example, if alcohol is haram, if the people are not having money, they will not buy alcohol. Adultery, if they are not having money, nobody is able to have adultery. So even nowadays, theft and robbery, so for that, first the people, they are having some skills, they are having some money and buying the weapons, making the gangs, and then they are going to do these things. So most of the sins, people are buying with wealth. So shaitan is saying to the people, don't spend your wealth for the cause of Allah, but spend that wealth to buy the sins. So we should try our best not to be stingy. And at the same time, we should try to be generous. The next section, that is the action of Iblis, that is sahar, that is magic. And Iblis introduced magic when Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he died, he wrote few things of magic and put under his pulpit. And then he went in the funeral and then took out that paper and show, look, Salman alayhi salam was doing these things. And then people followed that magic and these things just as sunnah of the Prophet. Actually, that was not sunnah of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. So, what is the purpose to do magic? Just to hurt someone, just to harm someone. So anything which is harming someone, hurting someone, that is not allowed in Islam. But kuffar, non-Muslims, mushrikeen, usually they are following these things. And even they blame, even the insult of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a magician. So this is something which is condemned in Islam. And we Muslims always keep us away from this magic. At the same time, if people they are thinking, if other people are doing magic, so what is the cure? So Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ayatul Kursi in Surah Fatiha and 4 Qul. Anyone who is reading 4 Qul and Ayatul Kursi and Fatiha every day in the morning and the evening, so he is under the shelter of Allah. When you read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, so this magic is from shaitan. And any kind of magic will never affect, will never harm any believer who has reading Quran and Namaz regularly. So that is the treatment, that is the cure, and always we should try our best to follow this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka al-hamd. رضي السماوات والأرض ذو الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق وبارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم أجل الظهور إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. Respected brothers, this beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us, for the people, realize the great fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of your life. This lifespan, this time will not be given you again. The rest of your life in Alam-e-Barzakh, at the Day of Judgment and afterward. So rest of the life all depends on this period we are passing on. So this is our duty, to respect this time, to organize this time. And the best way is we have to use this time to gain the prayer and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing different things. So some of the actions are wajib, but majority of the things are mustahabbat. And best of them is, we should try to keep close contact with the mankind, with the people around us. We should respect them, we should serve them. At the same time, while we are serving mankind, we should never break our relation and communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sure. To the people who are followers of Imam al-Muttaqin, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And this month is month of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this month is month of Nabuwat and Wilayat and month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month is month of dua. The people who are having their hope and communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a dua which has been highly recommended to be read after every namaz during this month. Ya man arjuhu li kulli khair. O Allah, everybody is doing raju, coming to you, asking you, praying to you, and you are altogether khair. Ya man arjuha li kulli khair wa amanu sakhata 'inda kulli shar. And you are the Lord who can protect us from shar. He is the source of everything. And that source, we can reach up to that source with the help of communication. And the name of that communication is dua. We are lucky, we are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we are lucky. We are having plenty of du'as, but at the same time, we are unlucky when we are not reading these du'a, we are not understanding this du'a, we are not understanding what is the message hidden in this du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us through the word which is called Divine Books, in the form of Quran. So He has sent His word, but He kept open the doors of His mercies in the form of dua. This is dua which is going towards heavens, which is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many gunah, many sins, which are capable to stop our du'as not to go next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the myth and depth of a du'a, the message of a du'a is, on one side we should make the bond of our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger and stronger. On other side, something which is weakening this relation, that is sins. That is haram. We should avoid from that. So inshallah, this month in which observing fast, that is highly recommended. Reading different kind of dua, that is highly recommended. And being closer to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. And they are with and celebrating their birthdays in this month. So that is also highly recommended. But in the form of dua, in the form of remembering Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam, we should prepare ourselves for Sha'ban, and at the same time we should prepare ourselves for the holy month of Ramadan. And Ramadan, that is the peak of taqwa. That is peak of close ties and close relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Laylatul Qadr. That is the month of spirituality. That is the month of purity. Inshallah, we will be able to improve ourselves to get maximum benefits during these 3 months. So one of hadith of our Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
As-sadaqatu ala wajhiha wa istina'u al-ma'roof wa birru al-walidain wa silatu al-rahim. Tuhawwalu ash-shiqaa'a sa'adatan wa tazilu fi al-umr wa takamasari as-su'. So anyone who is doing charity, who is giving sadaqah and doing good deed and doing favor to his Parents, وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَصِلَةُ الرَّحْمِ, and having close ties with his relative. So these four things, تُحَوَّلُ الشَّقَاءَ سَعَادَةً. So these four actions will give him the life of sa'adat, life of success. But tazidu fil umr, and that will increase his lifespan. And if a kind of accidental death has been written for that person, so that kind of death, accidental death, are some people are dying, and that kind of death which is not known as a good death among the people, so that person is protected from that kind of death by these four things. So we should try to be more generous, we should try to do more good deeds, we should try to do a favor our parents and respect our parents. At the same time, we should try to improve our relations with the relatives. So some people who are our blood relatives, even if the other are trying to break those ties, we should never break. If they are angry, still we have to visit them. If they don't want to talk, still we have to talk with them. If they don't want to keep any kind of contact, still we have to have contact with them. This is the symbol and sign of a believer, and that is the sign of taqwa. And in other hadith, it has been said, birru aba'ukum yabirrakum abna'ukum. O the people, if you will do ihsan and favor to your parents, yabirrakum abna'ukum, then your children will do favors to you. If you will not do favor to your parents, nobody will do. And your children will not favor, and they will not do good dealing with you. وَعِفُّ عَنْ نِسَاءِ النَّاسِ تَعِفَّ نِسَاءُكُمْ. And if you will respect the ladies of other people, you will maintain or keep the chastity of the women of other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the chastity of your ladies. So, this is something which in these 3 months we should try to improve. And as you know, we gave a questionnaire, and in that questionnaire, different questions were asked to make successful the Thursday program. So one of the questions was about how we can improve the numbers and quality of our programs, and 24 forms we got back. And out of 24 forms, 18, they suggested that if different families sponsor food or niyas for their marhumin, so in this way, we can improve the number of people, at the same time, number and the quality of the program as well. So inshallah, from yesterday, that has been started. The form is there. So as I said, favor towards parents and those who are having late parents, jinke walidain intiqal kar gaye hain, hame unko help karni hai. To ye khana jo aap yahan denge momineen ko, iska aapko bhi sawab hoga, aapke marhumin ko bhi sawab hoga. So in this way, by giving food to the believers, so you will get sawab yourself, Allah will increase your risk, at the same time your late parents will get benefits. So according to your own facility and your own easiness, so you can see any date that is suitable for your marhumin. So one or two dates in a year, if you write down your name, so there are not many people, around 40-50 people usually we are having on Thursday. So feeding these people, so you will get sawab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your risk. At the same time, those people who are coming here, doing dua, because without dua we cannot communicate with Allah and al-Bayt alayhi salam. And Thursday, that is the night of dua. That is the night of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. If you are becoming mean to bring the people in mosque, so that they should read dua, they should listen dua, they should communicate with Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So all of good deeds they will do, you are also partner with them. So you are sowing a seed, seed of good deeds, seed of dua, seed of remembrance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, seed of... Bring the people in the masjid. So all these different kinds of good deeds, as you are founder, as you are one of wasila, so inshallah, you will get a lot of benefits from these things. So inshallah, so I request all of you, so to write down your names, so that we should keep this beautiful form of dua and beautiful remembrance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and bringing the believers. So that is not good. If the believer, they are living in a town, so once a year they should see each other. It is better. Thursday, whole community, children, ladies, gents. Friday, everyone is not coming. But Thursday, that is once a week, you are providing the opportunity to bring all community members next to each other so that they should share their problem. They should have some happy moment with each other. So they should see each other, they should hug each other, they should respect each other, they should know what are the problems, they should know what is the development and progress and different things. So you are providing a lot of opportunities and facilities to your sisters and brother, and why not, we have to participate in these beautiful things. And inshallah, tonight 8 p.m. Maulana Ali Abbas Rizvi will come here and the youth program will be with him inshallah, and all youth are requested to attend this program. 17th of July, Interfaith Cricket Festival, that will be in West Byfleet Recreation Ground, and match will start at 1 p.m. Food will be served over there, so please keep empty this date in your diaries and make sure to come over there. And inshallah, those who are playing cricket and they know, so they should give their names to Brother Chaudhary Muhammad Ali, and inshallah we will try to have a good team in this cricket festival. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atwainaka al-Qawthar, fasalli lirabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar.
Tasbih the program. Come in
first. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma.